Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to this licensing committee meeting. Planning will soon will take place as soon as this is finished with. First of all, I've just got to take you through the emergency procedure in the event of an evacuation. We're not expecting any fire drills tonight, so if the alarm goes off, would you please, just in a calm way, go out through that door or this one and assemble in the yard. It'd be most unusual if that happens. thank you. Do we have any apologies for absence in this licensing meeting?
Apologies have been received from Councillor Hope and Thornton.
Thank you. minutes. Minutes of the last meeting. You'll all have a copy of the minutes of the last meeting. Would someone like to move that these here are a true and correct record? Thank you. Have we got a second? Thank you. Could we have a vote on that? All in favour? Please show. With it.
Oh, please, can you use your electronic?
Yep. Okay. Okay, is that everyone voted?
Yeah.
Thank you. And what is the result? Is it?
Six in favour.
Six in favour. All right. Yeah, one abstention. Is it? Okay. So those minutes are carried. I'll now sign them. Urgent business. I have no urgent business. Declarations of interest. Are there any declarations of interest? Thank you. None. Right. Item number six is Part B items referred to be referred to council. At the meeting on the 5th of July, did discuss the Deregulation Act of 2015 and changes to the Acne Carriage and Private Hire licensing policy, including review of fees. And so we'll move straight on to that. There was no other business. So. Right, so first of all, there's the executive summary purpose of report. This report follows a previous report to Licensing Committee on the 5th of July, which detailed proposed changes to the Acne Carriage and Private Hire fees and policy as a result of the Deregulation Act 2015. This report reviews the results of the consultation which has since taken place and puts forward proposals for 2016-17, taking these into account. The recommendations are that the Licensing Committee approves the fees set out in Appendix 1 to this report, and they are introduced on the 1st of December 2016. That a proposed new budget structure of three separate accounts for each license type. One, dual driver's license, two, Hackney carriage vehicle, and three, private hire vehicle and operators be approved and adopted. That a 3-year dual Hackney carriage private hire driver's license be introduced, and that the licensing officers use the Department of Transport best practice guidance when considering whether a license should be issued for a lesser period, and that policy be amended to reflect this. That's a 3-year and a dual Acne carriage private hire driver's license be introduced. Not this one, I'm sorry. That a 5-year private hire operator's license be introduced, and that licensing officers use the Department of Transport best practice guidance when considering whether a license should be issued for a lesser period. and that the policy amended be to reflect this. And that the associated changes affecting school transport licences be phased in linked to the expiry dates of current NYCC contracts. I'd like to ask Rob Robinson, the officer, to take us through to present this, and then we'll ask Becky to take us through the school transport. Okay? Thank you.
Thank you. The formal consultation period was a 28-day period, and it started on the 13th of July, and the report does contain the responses received, and they're in Appendix 3, which are pages 13 to 14 in the document pack. And having taken these into consideration and spoken with some of the operators and drivers concerned, the report recommends that we do introduce the 3-year driver's licence and 5-year operator's licences, and that we do adopt the separate accounts for each licence type, which is a legal requirement to do so, and that the fees as proposed are and consulted on are introduced from the 1st of December 2016. There are changes affecting school transport licences, and we're trying to phase these in with the expiry dates of the current North Yorkshire County Council contracts. Presently, the operators, it may affect 9 of the current school providers who are at the present partway through contracts already agreed with North Yorkshire County Council. And when they put the tenders forward for these contracts, they had the existing fees in mind, not the new fees. So we're currently working with these 9 operators, North Yorkshire County Council, to minimise the impact of these changes. Thank you.
Slightly amend the wording on this recommendation. The 2.3 after the word after that a 3 year has been put in and deleted a couple of words later on. It makes more sense that way. And same with the 2.4. That's the 5 year one. It's just just makes more sense by deleting those words and putting the 3 year in and the 5 year in. So, would you like to take us through the?
Is there any questions on anything that we've discussed tonight? Happy to give you more details if there's anything that you feel hasn't been explained adequately.
Thank you, Chairman. Thank you, Becky and Rob, for bringing this back to us. It all sounds fine, and I'm especially pleased to know that we are working with the licensees to implement the charges, etc., because that was one thing that I did bring up at the last meeting. So I'm pleased to hear that we are working with those providers, so thank you very much for that. I think the report is straightforward, and if you're looking for someone to move it, I'd like to move it, Chairman.
Right, we've got to move it. Do we have a seconder for that then, please? Thank you. So it's been moved and seconded for approval. Can we move to the vote? All those in favour? Appears to be unanimous. Thank you very much. Okay. Does that conclude the business? There is no other business, so that concludes it. Thank you very much. We'll now move on to the planning agenda, and I'll swap over with my colleague there. Thank you. Thank you.